town where a bachelor might go to have his shirts or
a public laundry.
Right. Okay, if this house had an upstairs, how would you get from the lower floor to the...
By a staircase, sometimes known as a stairwell, or a stairway.
Right. Okay.
Or these steps, these stairs.
Right. What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on?
A patio.
Another word for that, maybe?
No, we now use the word patio.
Right. Possibly, have you heard the term porch?
Porch. Ordinarily, a porch was the floor level of the house, mm-hmm. where the patio is usually ground level.
Uh-huh.
And all of the early houses had porches. The native people, particularly summertime, would sit on their porches, and maybe parts of the porches were screened, those who could afford screening.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you made a smudge by burning old rags to keep gnats or mosquitoes from biting you at night. And many times we children could not play close to the front porch where the elders were sitting, because we would stir up mosquitoes, which would annoy them. We had to play further away, possibly in the backyard. You young ones don't come around this front porch. You bring in mosquitoes every time you run by here. Don't do it. Stay in the backyard, or I'm going to give you a spanking.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term veranda used?
Well, veranda is porch, yes.
Or breezeway.
Breezeway was used in most of the houses.
Okay. If let's say the door was open and you didn't want that, you didn't want it that way, you would tell someone to, you know,
close the door?
Or possibly something else.
Shut the door.
Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that kind of lap over each other?
The weather boards, yeah. Weather boarding.
Right. Were there any other names besides weather boarding?
Novelty siding.
Okay.
Weather strip.
Okay.
Some shiplap was a certain design of weather strip.
Had you ever heard the term clapboards?
Clapboard, yes. A clapboard house was a frame house.
Okay.
We called it clab, C-L-A-B, clapboard.
Okay. Had you ever lived or worked on a farm?
Yes, for a short time. I'm not a farmer, but during World War I, I helped on a potato farm in the Picolata, Florida area. At that time, my friend was cultivating 20 acres of Irish potatoes. The year before, many farmers became wealthy with the high price of their potatoes. We were some mile and a half distance from the Picolata Landing, where our supplies of potatoes, seed potatoes, fertilizer, came downriver by side wheel steamer. And with horse and mules or horse and wagon, these goods had to be moved through the open woods. Our barrels came knocked down from Palatka, where they had been sawed, and we had to put the potato barrels together on the farm by using a device looking like a piece of stovepipe. After the barrel was almost formed, it was put